Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Welcome to Blueprint of Fate. My name is Ken Primus. I am your host on this journey into the Word of God, which is also called the Word of Fate. I've been a teacher of the Word for over 30 years. I was a pastor of Abundant Grace Ministries, and now I travel the world teaching the Word of God. According to the Word, without faith, it's impossible to please God. By faith, we understand. The Bible also goes on to say that the just shall live by faith, for we walk by faith and not by sight. By faith, we believe that the universe was made. We are justified by faith. Fight the good fight of faith. At this podcast, we're going to talk about what really is faith, how we get it, how do we develop it, how to use it so that we can receive the 8,810 promises of God, 7,487 of them being promises made by God to His beloved man. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. I'm excited about this particular podcast. I am going to approach it from several different ways so that you can benefit from the output and the outcome of it. Romans 1:17 states, it says, "For in it righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith." And we have been studying the topic of faith and for several podcasts right now. And what I wanted to do is to get you guys all excited. I know the previous podcast, we talked about going and creating your world. And this is a continuation of that. There's a couple that I'm going to do. And I title these God's Timeline. And one of God's timeline is suddenly. And but I wanted to first just give you some insight into that. Romans 1:17, it says, for in it the righteousness of God is revealed. What is in it? From faith to faith. And so the scripture answers itself. So the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. And that is our purpose in studying at this podcast, is that you and I will grow from faith to faith. As one situation comes, we conquer that one by faith, and then we move to the next by faith, and we move to the other by faith. And the scripture says the just shall live by faith. And so that's basically what that's about. And so in this particular podcast, we're going to talk about the word suddenly, or the timeline of God in suddenly. I've been wanting to deal with this particular topic for over about 30 years, and I feel that now I have gotten the release to basically talk about it. And I've mentioned that suddenly is very important in the life of a Christian, as well as that of a non-Christian. For the Bible tells us that Jesus will appear suddenly. And at that particular suddenly, you're going to have those that are very excited that this particular thing is happening, and those that will be terrified the fact that that happened and suddenly. And if you look into the scripture, you will see that God really works this particular timeline with his children. And what we're going to do is, I want to first remind you of some of who God is, basically, because on the outset, we've talked about God is the person that we are going to be putting our trust in, so that we can receive those things that we're seeking from Him. And Jeremiah 32:27 states, says, "I am the Lord, the God of all mankind. Is anything too hard for me?" And I want you guys to get a hold of this, because again, we are looking to Him, our Father. The scripture tells us that He's our Father and that He provides for us. And so if He provides for us, there must be a process by which that provision is obtained. And that process that we've been talking about is faith. And so Matthew 19:26 tells us that, where Jesus is, makes a statement. He says, "With man, this is impossible." And that was in reference to a healing. "But with God, all things are possible." And we see that same verse mentioned in Luke chapter 18:27, where Jesus says, "With God, all things are possible. And with man, there's a limit with man," is what he's trying to say. But there is no limit when it comes to God, that He is the one that the scripture says, "Ask and it shall be given to you." And the connotation in that scripture says, "If I don't have it, I'll make it for you." And so we have a Father that wants to provide for our needs, and He does it in suddenly. And I'm going to show you scriptures to attest to that, so that you would be encouraged. My hope is that you would be encouraged, as anyone that is listening to this particular podcast, because we have done everything that we've learned. The scripture says, "After you have done all things, stand therefore." And so we talk about how to stand. And this is the place by which the suddenly happens. And we can see that in the book of Acts, where the disciples were praying before, praying as Jesus instructed them to go in the house and pray and wait for the Holy Spirit. And the Bible tells us that they began to pray, and they began to worship God. And then suddenly something happened to them. The Holy Spirit came, presented Himself in the form of fire, and all of those dramatic entrance of the Holy Spirit upon the church. And so another aspect of suddenly, and again, what I want you guys to focus here is this process that I keep talking to you about. And that process is where we get our victory. And we see the process here with the disciples in the book of Acts, that they were worshiping Him, and that as they were worshiping Him, suddenly. We see that also again when Jesus was tempted in the wilderness, when after the enemy, after Jesus stood, and He's standing in faith now, because the Bible says that from faith to faith. And when the enemy came, try to tempt Him, using scriptures. So there's going to, I've told you guys, the enemy, Lucifer and his horse and his force of demons, they know the scriptures, and they will quote it to you from time to time, but you have to have the discernment as Jesus did. And He used the scriptures and He defeated Lucifer. And the Bible tells us that he left immediately. And then it says that the angels came suddenly and began to minister to Jesus Christ. We see suddenly also again in the book of Genesis, when Abraham was taking Isaac to crucify him. And Abraham, he believed in the power of resurrection. And so he had no problem taking his son to crucify him, because he believed that God would raise him from the dead. And so as he prepared the altar of sacrifice to sacrifice his son before God. It tells us that as he began to, that altar was a sign of worship, and as he began to worship God, the Bible tells us that the that a ram was caught in the thicket suddenly. So God works suddenly. Moses suddenly the burning bush, and so God's timeline in many cases on our behalf, his children, is that when we are in faith, when we are praising him, when we're worshiping him, that he suddenly performs the things that we desire. And so I want to encourage you guys to stay in faith. You have gotten all the information that you needed and have need of, because we have been studying that. I have taken the time and precept upon precept, as the Bible says. And so my desire is that you would now be in this place, that you will suddenly receive your blessing. I am going to give you some background as to some things that pertains to the church when it comes to that, so that you will see this in plainly as we continue. Psalms 91, 15, he will call on me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. Now, this is God's word, and we talked about how God says that he sent forth his word to perform it, and once he has released it, he can't take it back. It's we've talked about, says God is not a man that he should lie. So then we know that what he says is truth. And so we have to maintain and release that truth in our current situation that is not truth. And so I don't care how bleak your situation is not the truth. The truth is what God says about that particular situation. And so as you now begin to put the light of truth into your circumstances, God will suddenly perform miracles. It tells us that in the word that Jesus Christ will come, as I mentioned to you, suddenly. And so you and I, our place that we need to be in and to stay in is in that place of faith and worship. That's our responsibility, because if we could have done it, we would have done it long time ago. So once we stay in faith, once we begin to now apply the principle that that must be applied, because we've been translated from one kingdom into the next. You've heard me talk about that many times. And in this new kingdom, faith is the mechanism by which you now live and move, for the just shall live by faith. The Bible tells us that we shall walk by faith and not by sight. And so as we begin to focus on those things that are not by sight, and we will take a look now in the book of Romans, chapter 8, 32, and it says, and this is now about God, and that's why I wanted you guys to get a sense and hold on to this in this time that you're praising God and worshiping him, because you cannot look at the natural things, because the natural things will pull you out of faith. When I say the natural things is this, I've mentioned to you that you've been translated from one kingdom into the other. When you step out of the kingdom of light, you're stepping out into the kingdom of darkness, and you will apply those things that are there. And those things that are there are fear, doubt, unbelief. All of these things are a part of the kingdom of darkness. But in the kingdom of light, you now have to stay by faith. That is why I say to you, don't focus on the natural things. Don't focus on the things of the spirit, the kingdom of darkness, because you will lose your blessing. Now you have to, since you've been translated, don't look at your surroundings. The Bible, we talked about it with Abraham. Bible calls him the father of faith. And it says, Abraham did not consider his body now dead, nor the deadness of Sarah's womb. What did he do? He did not focus on the laws of the kingdom of darkness, but focus on the law of the kingdom of light, which is faith. And it says he began to worship God. And as he began to worship God, it says that he became fully persuaded. But you and I, as we begin to worship God, the Bible tells us that suddenly he will release the blessings for us. And we're going to take a look in Romans, as I mentioned, 8:32. It says, he who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? And so the Bible tells us that God wants to give us the things that we are seeking. It talks about the desires of our heart. And it tells us that, you know, he wants to give us all things. So I want you to have this form in your mind. God is not a man that he should lie. It tells us that with God, all things are possible. And I've given you the scriptures for that. And you see that in Jeremiah, as I mentioned to you, in Luke chapter 18, 27. We see it also in Matthew. I talked about Jesus when Jesus was ministering. After he defeated the enemy, how did he defeat the enemy? By using the word. And so you and I have to use these, the Bible tells us to model ourselves after Jesus. Jesus modeled himself after the Father, for he said, I do what I see the Father do. And so he modeled himself after God the Father. We, the Bible admonishes us to model ourselves after Jesus and also after the Father. So we have to model after him. We have to follow his example. Jesus used the word to defeat the enemy. You and I will have to use the word. And as he defeated the enemy, the Bible says, suddenly the angels ministered to him. And so as we defeat the enemy, suddenly we will receive those blessings that we're asking God for. And so let's take a look at Job 5:8-9. It says, But if I were you, I would appeal to God. I would lay my cause before him. Why? Because it says, he performs wonders that cannot be phantom, miracles that cannot be counted. He is interested in making things happen in your life. You may be wanting healing. You may be needing deliverance. Whatever it is you may need, he has it for you. And it says that all things are possible. All things mean all things. It is up to you and I to really believe him. And so I'm trying to get you to understand. This is why I'm mixing these scriptures together as I begin to talk on this timeline of God. And that timeline is suddenly. I wanted you to get to see his character in the midst of this timeline and why he does things for us, because he loves us. He says, who freely gave his son, how much more would he not give you the things that you ask? Ephesians chapter 3, verses 20, it says, now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than we ask him or imagine according to his power that is in work in us, to him be glory in the church and Christ Jesus throughout all generation, forever and ever. Amen. And so this is the person of the personhood of the Father that we are looking to provide our needs and to reach out to us suddenly. And so
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, owner and user of Mint Mobile with a special holiday message. If you sign up now for 3 months, you get 3 months free on every one of our plans, even unlimited. Now, I realize this is more of a holiday offer than it is a holiday message, but if you read between the lines, you can see a message in there. It says we love you. Visit mintmobile.com/switch for the offer.
Limited time new customer offer. Activate within 45 days. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. Unlimited customers using more than 40 gigabytes per month will experience lower speeds. Video streams at 480p. See mintmobile.com for details.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself and everyone on your list.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
I wanted to bring to your attention another scripture in the book of Acts. And Acts chapter 16 and 25 through 28. And we see this story here of the disciples of Paul and Silas in prison. So I love this story because it basically is encapsulates us, because you and I are in prison in whatever situation that we are in our life today. We are in prison. And so because of being in this prison, we can be affected as a result several different ways. We can that prison can be used to cause us to go into depression, cause us to go into all the negativeness that I've talked to you about that belongs in the kingdom of darkness. And I am trying to bring this clarity to you so that you can understand that when you are in a situation, the tendency that we have is to apply the kingdom of darkness's principles in it and try to expect a result that you would get from the kingdom of light if you use the principles that are in the kingdom of light. And so my question is, how can you receive from God? As the Bible says, you know, a double-minded man is unstable and will not receive anything from God. And what does that mean? It means that this man is oscillating back and forth between the two principles of the kingdoms, the principles of darkness and the principles of the kingdom of light, the kingdom of God's dear son. And so when we do that, we will not be able to receive our blessings. And so, my goal is to get you to stay in the principles of the kingdom of light, because you and I panic when we get into this situation and we see that the time that they have said to us that whatever that thing is due, your bill is due, whatever it is that you're believing God for, the time strain is what causes you and I to, in many cases, step out from the kingdom of light into the kingdom of darkness, because we begin to worry, we begin to doubt, we begin to step in unbelief, we begin to look around and let the situation dictate how we use or not use our faith. And so my goal is to keep your eyes on Jesus, as when Peter was in the water, he said to Jesus, come, and Jesus said, come. And so what did he do? He trusted the word of God, and he stepped out, and he walked on water. So it's two people in this world that ever walked on water. It was Jesus and Peter. I know everyone always talks about Jesus, but they never talked about Peter. But Peter was standing right there with him. And what did he do? He began to look around him, as it tells us in the scriptures again, that Abraham did not consider his body now dead. He did not look at the natural. He did not look at his surroundings. Peter began to look at his surroundings. He began to step out from the kingdom of light into the kingdom of darkness, where those principles take hold of him, fear and unbelief and all of those things. And what happens in that kingdom? He began to sink. Because why? Because those principles do not work in the kingdom of light. And so once he began to sink, he cried out to Jesus, "Save me." And the Bible says immediately Jesus grabbed him. So the grace of God is still there in bringing us victory. And so I want to encourage all my brothers and sisters in Christ that whatever the situation is, your suddenly is here. And do not take your eyes off of God. Do not take your eyes off of his word. And that's what I wanted you to get an understanding of. There's a couple, I love reading the word and getting more information about the word and God and what he has done for us. And I'm going to give you a little history here, because reason why I wanted to give you a little history here is that I want to take something out of one of the books of the Apocrypha, the book of Ecclesiasticus. But I wanted to give you some background into the Apocrypha first, because it's a series of books that was originally in the King James Bible in the 1611, I think, when the Bible was first produced. And the Apocrypha was a part of the Bible. It was in the middle of the Bible, and it was there for some, I think it was about 274 years. It was there in the Bible, and it was removed in 1885, if my memory serves, 1885, that it was removed. And there have been arguments about these books from ever since. And so, but this book was, the Apocrypha was a part of the Bible for roughly a 1,000 years. And then when it was released, I think it's just about 100 plus so years. And so we have lost a lot of insights from those books. I know Martin Luther had said that the Apocrypha are books that he feels that were not regarded as equal to the Bible, but that they were profitable for reading. And so in the book of the Ecclesiasticus, there's a statement or a scripture in Ecclesiasticus 11 that talks about this, and it's really interesting. And I wanted to bring this to you guys, and that's why I think it speaks to the lesson that we're trying to bring to you today. And that lesson is about suddenly. Ecclesiasticus 11:22 reads. Actually, what I'm going to do is read a little further up. It says that says the blessing of the Lord is a reward for the godly, and suddenly he make his blessing flourish. And so that is what we are talking about. The blessing of the Lord is a reward to the godly, and suddenly he maketh his blessings flourish. And before that, it says, be steadfast in verse 20. It says, be steadfast in my covenant and the covenants therein, and wax old in thy works. Marvel not at the works of sinners, but trust in the Lord and abide in your labor. For it is an easy thing in the sight of the Lord on the sudden to make a poor man rich. The blessing of the Lord is a reward to the godly, and suddenly he maketh his blessing flourish. And so in those scriptures, we still see the principle of, because it says, marvel not at the works of the sinners. It says, don't focus on the natural. Don't worry about none of them. Who cares? But trust in the Lord. Stay focused. Keep your faith. Keep worshiping the Father and abide in your labor. What is your labor? We talked about, the Bible says faith without works is dead. Your labor is praising God Almighty, giving Him the glory, for it is an easy thing in the sight of the Lord on the sudden or suddenly to make a poor man rich. Blessing of the Lord is the reward of the godly. And suddenly make it his blessings flourish. So the principles are all here. We talked about in the book of Acts where Silas, I want to go back to that. And you see Silas and they were in prison, as I was saying, and that is a picture of you and I in our situation. But what did they do? These men began to praise God in their prison. And so you and I have to begin to praise God in our prison, in our current situation, because we are not looking at the natural. Why? Because we are walking by faith. The Bible says the just shall live by faith. We're walking by faith. So these men began to praise God, began to worship Him. Abraham, the Bible says, began to worship God, and he got his result. Abraham and Sarah in Romans. Jesus began to worship God by using the word. Abraham worshiped God and God provided in the thicket, suddenly. And so your answer is in worshiping God. So as these guys began to worship God in the prison, it says that suddenly there was an earthquake. Suddenly there was an earthquake. There was a shaking in the earth. There was a shaking. And so as you and I begin to worship God, there will be a shaking in the realm of the spirit, in the realm of the earth. And the Bible tells us that the kings of whatsoever we bind on this earth shall be bound in the heaven. It's the two different realms. We are, the keys have been given to us. And so, as they began to worship God, it says that this, suddenly there was an earthquake that shook, and the earthquake, once it shook, it released something. It caused the doors to open. And so as you and I began to worship God and focus on Him, on the things of the kingdom of light, not on the kingdom of darkness. Don't let fear on belief. Jesus makes a statement. He says, if you doubt in your heart, you can say to this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and it will happen. Why? Because you are now applying the principles of the kingdom of light into that situation, that mountain. And he says, don't allow the kingdom of darkness's principles and tools to come in and cause you to lose your blessing. Jairus, we talked about him when Jairus came to Jesus and he says, if you come and touch my daughter, she shall be healed. And then when Jesus was dealing with the woman with the issue of blood, it says that the servants from Jairus came and told him that don't trouble the master. The daughter is dead. And Jesus, immediately as he heard that, he grabs Jairus's attention and he says, don't move your faith. Don't cross over into the kingdom of darkness. He says, don't listen to those guys. Stay with your confession. Stay with what you had believed. And Jesus took him, went to the house, and he brought his daughter back to life. And so as these men were praying in the prison, and the prison that you and I are in, suddenly the principle, I've been taking you through all through the Bible and showing you the principle or the process by which you are going to get that miracle is by worshiping, by not focusing on the what's around you, not focusing on anything around you, because that's not where you are going to get your victory. It says in the book of Ecclesiasticus, as I mentioned, it says, "Marvel not at the works of the sinners, but don't look at any what's happening around you. Don't focus on that." It says, and it tells you, it says, "But trust in the Lord." And so, again, you are trusting in God's principles in this new kingdom that he has placed you in. It says, "Abide in thy labor." Work, faith without works is dead. That labor that you're having or you're performing is that worship of God. You're keeping that eye focused, because trust me, the powers of the darkness of the kingdom of darkness, those principles will be tugging at you. And so you have to labor and keep it focused on the principle and the kingdom of light. And by worship, you do that. It says, "For it is an easy thing." We talk about God's ability. It says, "All things are possible to God." All things are possible. It says, and the scripture says here, "For it is an easy thing in the sight of the Lord. On the sudden," or suddenly, "make a poor man rich." And so it's an easy thing for God, whatever situation you're in. And that is why I kept going back to all these scriptures and showing you Jeremiah, where it talks about, it says, "I am the Lord, the God of all mankind. Is anything too hard for me?" And so, "Is anything too hard for our Father who created everything?" It says, "The blessing of the Lord is the reward of the godly, and suddenly he make it his blessing flourish." And so I want to encourage each and every one of you guys to make sure that you are staying in faith, that you are applying the principles of light that you have been translated into, and that you will not allow the pressures of your current situation to cause you to come out from under the protection of this new kingdom that you're in, and to utilize a mechanism that doesn't work, or a process that does not work in the kingdom of light. And we know what those processes are. Jesus talks about it. If you doubt not in your heart, unbelief, fear, all of those things, don't let your current circumstances, your natural world, cause you to unhook from your supernatural world. This new kingdom, the power overrides the old kingdom that you are once a part of. And so I want to encourage each and every one of you, and I thank you for coming and joining me here at Blueprint of Faith. I also have another podcast that I do. It's called Mystery Bible. Mystery Bible is a little different than Blueprint. It is more meaty. I am actually walking through the Bible and all the main events as they happen. We are taking it step by step. And so it's a little more rich in the sense of some of the things that the church do not talk about or want to talk about. So if you guys want to follow that, it would be my honor to continue our relationship with you in that aspect in Mystery Bible. But I want to thank you and really encourage you and to remind you that the Bible tells us that we ought to walk by faith and not by sight. Thank you for coming to Blueprint of Faith. And remember, every child of God overcomes the world, for our faith is the victorious power that triumphs over the world. So be not weary, but imitate them who through faith and patience inherit the promises of God. Again, thank you for coming by. Please subscribe, and if you can, support us financially. We deeply appreciate it. You can do this by hitting the heart button. Until next time, invite your family, friends, neighbors, church, study group, and even people you don't like. You can hear us on Buzzsprout, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Apple Music, iHeartRadio, CastBox, Overcast, and many more. Thank you for coming to Blueprint of Faith. And remember, every child of God overcomes the world, for our faith is the victorious power that triumphs over the world. So be not weary, but imitate them who through faith and patience inherit the promises of God. Again, thank you for coming. Please subscribe, and if you can, support us financially. We deeply appreciate it. Until next time, invite your family, friends, neighbors, church, study group, and even people you don't like. You can hear us on Buzzsprout, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Apple Music, iHeartRadio, CastBox, Overcast, and many more.